Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up at 9:25, Chick Hernandez will join us. He is in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day. That's at 9:25. At 9, Savannah McCann, who gives updates here on the Fan. She's basically a Nats insider. She's going to give us her prediction on the Nats season win total for 2024. You can do whatever you want with the information. You can fade it. You can tail it. Do whatever you want. She'll give us her prediction for that coming up at 9 a.m. So you want to keep listening.
Opening day tomorrow.
Opening day is tomorrow. Of course, the Nats getting this information today.
Nats are in Cincy, but
actionable intel.
Full schedule tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to try to describe the new NFL kickoff rule that was passed this week during the owners' meetings in Orlando. In my opinion, it's very confusing to hear it and not see like a diagram of it or a breakdown of it, like on a computer.
Well,
in front
I saw,
of you.
Well, if
I
you
saw
ever
a
watched, video
if you ever
XFL.
Watched XFL games,
right.
That's what it's
going to
be.
Seen a video of that?
It'll be slightly
I've seen a
different.
Video of that. Yeah,
slightly
yeah.
different, based on where they can line up.
All right, so explain it because then I have a question.
The new kickoff rule is as such: the kicker going to remain at the 35-yard line.
By himself.
Okay, by himself.
Yeah.
The kicking team, the other 10 players on the kicking team line up on the receiving team's 40-yard line.
Right.
The receiving team will be divided into two zones. There's a setup zone and a landing zone. At least 9 members of the receiving team stand in the setup zone, and up to 2 players can receive the kickoff in the landing zone.
Mm-hmm.
Only the kicker and the returner.
How wide's the landing zone, by the way? Do we know?
The landing zone looks like it's 20 yards wide.
Okay.
It's from the
20 to the goal line?
Yeah, it's from the 20-yard line to the goal line.
Right.
So here's my question. Even though they never work anymore, has this eliminated onside kicks?
Pretty much. Well, here's the deal.
With no onside kicks,
you have to tell the official, we're going to onside kick here,
right.
And then they go back to the standard formation.
School. Right.
Okay. So, but that means the opposing team will know you're going to do the onside kick.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
the surprise onside kick, eliminated.
Well, they don't even work anymore anyway.
But yeah. Now you're allowed to overload sides back to what you used to do.
Right.
Because they implemented a rule where you weren't allowed to, like, you had to have certain
guys,
X number of guys
on both sides of the
on
ball.
Both sides of the ball.
Right.
Now you have the ability to overload sides.
Correct.
So only the kicker.
But sometimes some special teams coaches will try and catch you off guard. Let's just say the start of the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll just go, all right, let's try the onside kick based on the formation.
That's gone now.
That's gone. It's gone.
So only the kicker and the returner or returners can move before the ball hits the ground or touches a returner. This is a big part. No fair catches allowed.
Yep.
Gone. Touchbacks in the end zone will start 5 yards farther up in the field at the 30-yard line.
Right, so it doesn't behoove you to kick it through the end zone because teams get it at the 30.
Right.
So they're gaining 5 yards.
If a ball lands within the landing zone and becomes a touchback, the ball is placed at the 20-yard line. Any kick that lands before the landing zone from the goal line up to the 20 gives the ball to the offense at the 40-yard line. So right. that's especially punitive.
So you've got to be pretty accurate and get it in that landing zone.
Right.
Unless you have a, like a crazy, athletic, great returner, and you just don't want him to touch the ball, and you say, all right, F it, we'll just let him have the ball at the 30.
Right.
You're going to see the return percentage go way up.
Yeah, and that, look, there's no more throwaway play before this rule was enacted than the kickoff, because we've all seen it. It's a waste of everybody's time. The ball is being kicked through the end zone a huge percentage of the time. The returner stands at the front of the end zone, puts his arms out, ball goes past the uprights.
I believe last year it was kicked to the end zone for a touchback 79% of the time.
Right.
So the XFL was seeing returns at almost 90%.
Right.
It was zero injuries. In the 2020 season, they had zero injuries on 400 kickoffs and a 93% return rate.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of interesting. We actually had the creator of this rule in studio.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Sam Schwartzstein. He is Andrew Luck's best friend. He was a center. He came in studio when Oliver Luck and Pep Hamilton were in here.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember him, but he's the genius
behind all the XFL rules. He stood in the corner. Nobody talked to him.
We talked to him afterwards.
I saw the report that he was, like, his initial descriptor of the kickoff rule was done with, like, a teacup and Splenda packets, because he didn't have time to do like a PowerPoint. Like, he was up in front of the XFL officials, like moving around sugar packets to say, well, these guys line up here, these guys are here, using like a sweet and low packet. And they're like, hey, why don't you like mock this up on an actual PowerPoint and stop showing it to us with sugar packets. Yeah, I think that guy's the brainchild of
this.
He
also came up with a extra point rules with no kicking it, the 2-point or the 3-point, whatever it was, right. Whatever they did there, moving it back, you can go for it from the 10-yard line.
Some sort of genius, this guy?
He went to Stanford.
He's a special teams genius, apparently. Look, if it brings some excitement to a dead and dormant part of most NFL games, I'm all for it. And if it's reducing injuries, it sounds like a win-win all the way around. Now, the first few times you watch a game,
it's
going to
be
like,
weird.
This looks weird. This is different.
So if you never
adapt to it,
if you never watch the XFL ever,
and
you just are just used to the NFL formations,
right.
and plays, especially on kickoffs, man, you're going, what? What game is this I'm watching? It's crazy. I remember when I went to the what was the name of the XFL team here again?
Defenders.
Defenders. Yeah. I think I went to their opening home game.
Mm-hmm. Think you did.
I think I did.
Pretty sure
I thought
did.
I was going to get VIP service, and I was just a regular donk. I was a little bit bitter. But I sat there and going, what am I watching?
Right.
This is weird.
Well, this is what you're going to be watching on NFL Sundays.
Just get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's a net win because I think returns are awesome.
Yeah.
They're great.
They could easily just, move the guys back and make the kickoffs longer, but obviously they're trying to reduce the impact and the injuries. I get it. It's fine. I think it's a net win.
Welcome it with open arms.
Yeah, I do miss like the art of onside kicks. I love that when they can really execute one, but they don't.
Yeah,
work
they're
anymore.
So infrequent.
They just
that,
don't
that
work
they
anymore.
It's
yeah,
just
what's the success rate on that? About 5%.
Well under 10%.
Yeah, is it really bad now.
Yeah.
And I can't remember.
And now that you can't just spring it on people, I would guess the percentages will go down even more.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody knows how to prepare for it and that it's coming.
Right, right.
Your boy Danny Smith's going to be putting in overtime.
I know.
Trying to get used to his new kickoff
rules. I actually
texted
him and asked him if he likes it. I got waiting to hear back from him. But it also puts an onus on having more value, from a kick returning standpoint.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Having more of a threat back
there. By the way, speaking of that, the Steelers inked Cordarrelle Patterson to a 2-year deal.
Yep.
So that maybe they're like, hey, there's kickoff returns are going to become a thing again. We got to get ahead of it.
Got to
sign one of the better guys in recent league history and making big plays from that spot.
Yep.
I like that signing.
They're not stupid. Pittsburgh's not stupid when it comes to that.
Danny Smith's a lifer special teams coach. Pretty highly regarded.
Anything to bring the kickoffs back. I think that they're awesome. Anything that returns.
Who's number one on the depth chart right now currently for Washington? Is it Crowder?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
Wasn't he returning?
He was returning punts at the end of the year. Yeah, they had AG.
Wasn't
often
yeah? Gibby was returning.
Return
kicks. Oh yeah, that's right, Gibby.
But it was so infrequent.
You never saw him do
how
it.
How many kickoff returners do you think he had the whole season?
I don't know.
All right, currently.
20? Maybe not even that.
All right, so currently they got Chris Rodriguez on the depth chart as kick returner. I'm guessing he wouldn't be the returner now that this rule's changed. I'm guessing you want to get someone more, a little bit more explosive.
More of a specialist, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
I'm glad that they're doing it. I like it. It's cool. It's going to look awkward. If you've ever seen the XFL, some of the videos are out there of what it's going to look like. It definitely looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's good.
It's better than what they pivoted away from, because the kickoff had become just a worthless play for the most part.
Right. Are you guys now that we're 5 years into it, do you guys like the fact that they moved back the extra point?
Love it.
You actually do love it.
Love it. Brings extra drama to the game.
Yeah, it's
because a chip shot 20 yarder. Every kicker in the league
does,
is going
to
make that.
But you just have added more misses to the equation, which is, I guess, what you wanted.
Sure.
I'm a fan.
It affects games more.
I know you're.
How many times did it affect Washington
kicker?
Games?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it hurts the kicker.
Well, you just got to be
kicker because you're lowering his percentage.
You just got to be super accurate.
And it makes touchdowns like a little flukier. Like, you know, you guys both scored a touchdown, but one guy was able to, you know, execute his extra point. But I mean, like, no one's going to be perfect. They're all going to miss. And so, like, luck, I think, factors in a little more.
By the way,
well, some guys were perfect on. Isn't that why they signed McManus?
Yeah, perfect for 1 year. But
okay, I'm just saying he had a good year from extra point standpoint.
But you know, the next year then he's going to miss two or three.
Okay, I get it.
Here's exactly why they're changing the kickoff rule. Antonio Gibson played in 16 games as a kickoff returner for the Commanders this past season. Do you know how many attempts he had at kickoff returns
in
16 games?
10.
Less.
Close. He had 14.
Yeah.
Less than one per game. That's why it's being changed.
Yeah.
They realize that it's a waste of everybody's 5 minutes at the beginning of a game. There's no drama to it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to spice it up, and they've done that.
Did you guys see the other rule changes with the replays?
I saw that they're adding a challenge. Is that the...
Well, they're adding you can have a third replay challenge if either of your first two challenges are successful.
Okay.
It used to be you had to get them both right to get a third one. And now they are also... Replay can be used to overturn a ruling that a quarterback was down or out of bounds before throwing a pass. Mm. And this one's kind of interesting. Replay can now be used to determine whether the game clock expired before the ball was snapped. Because remember, they always say there's a delay. The ref has to look at his watch and then blow the whistle. And it's always at zero. I thought
they had that before. Replay did not cover that one. Okay.
No.
I didn't know that.
When are we getting rid of the chain gangs? I mean, I still can't believe that and the bad markings and bad spots in the field of play. When are those going bye-bye?
Mm.
This is a multi-billion dollar enterprise.
You know,
and we're relying on 75-year-old officials spotting the ball.
Well, aren't you eventually?
They're not all 75.
A lot of them are.
But, I mean, isn't it going to... Like, let's just say, so you, in other words, you want it to be like a Cyclops system, like all digital.
You want it to be computerized.
Yes. Right, but then how do you still have to place it. Like, I don't understand how it would actually work.
Every ball is computer chipped.
All right, every ball is computer chipped.
Yep.
And then how do you know where to place it, though?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You have a headset and it says, somebody upstairs says, place the ball at the 36-yard line.
At the 36.3.
What if there's a glitch in the computer chip on that?
Don't have glitches.
Well, there's glitches
better,
all the time.
Have better coders.
I mean, a cargo ship just hit a bridge on a glitch.
I fully understand. Please get rid of the chain gang, guys. It's 2024.
I don't think they will, but all right, I know what you want.
You don't hold on. You don't think they will eventually?
Well, they're not going in next few years.
Not this year, but in the next 5 years, can we please upgrade our systems?
Maybe. We'll see.
Can we get with the current
technology? I mean, how long have they had chain gangs? Back on the Chain Gang, by the way. Good song.
Say it is a good tune. Pretenders.
Pretenders.
Chrissy Hynde. They probably had them since they first snapped a leather pigskin.
So you do like the new kickoff rule?
Love do it. Like that.
Big fan.
What about the hip drop tackle rule being eliminated?
I think it's probably good. I don't understand why I'm surprised the NFLPA wanted to keep it.
It's going to be hard to enforce. Like, it's going to be hard for guys not to use that. Like, if you have a big back you're trying to tackle,
what if it's
that's
a corner,
the most effective way to do it.
What if it was Kendall Fuller trying to tackle, you know, Mark Andrews?
Right. Well, or Derrick Henry.
Or Derrick Henry.
Right.
I mean, those guys can't just take him down in a typical, tackling move.
No, you got to kind of go
low. You
got to
use all your weight.
You got to go low.
You got to use all your weight.
Try not to take their knees out, but you got to go low. Yeah. The only chance.
Well, now it's 15-yarder, so you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. The question is, how do you enforce it?
Yeah.
Are they going to have replay on that? I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
I don't think
so. I think you know it when you see it. It's not that hard to see.
Well, I mean, it could be
borderline.
Very vague and borderline. I mean, if the guy's like just a part of his knee is still on the ground.
I saw Jonnu Smith, who's now signed with the Dolphins, the tight end? I'm not 100% sure, but
maybe.
He tweeted something to the effect of, let's leave the hip drop tackles in and let's get rid of the turf fields. Mm. Like, it sounds like that's a way bigger issue for a lot of players than, I guess, the hip drop tackles. But, you know, there are a lot of artificial turf fields still around in the NFL.
So overall, the XFL kickoff rule is going to be implemented. Just a one-year tryout. Maybe they'll keep it. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll adjust it. For in 2025,
yep.
It's just the biggest thing. It's just going to look weird.
It's going to look very strange,
like you're watching like a Vince McMahon.
But
football.
You are going to see a lot of big kickoff returns compared to what you had this past year when you had basically none.
Which I mean, what's a kick? Wouldn't you say a punt and kick return for a touchdown? One of the most exciting plays in the game.
They're pretty exciting.
So you want to have those?
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, don't forget, coming up at 9:25, we will link up with Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9. He's in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day at LSU. That's coming up at 9:25 here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.